September 7th through 13th. 3 Nephi, chapters 1 through 7. Lift up your head and be of good cheer. If you need additional ideas as you prepare to teach, see additional resources for teaching children and meeting the needs of younger children at the beginning of this resource. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share what they remember learning last week about the signs Samuel the Lamanite said would help the people know that Jesus was born. Tell the children that today they will talk about the people who saw those signs happen. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 to 15, and verses 19 through 21. A new star appeared when Jesus Christ was born. The New Testament account of the Savior's birth is well known, even by children. This week is a great opportunity to teach the children in your class about the miracles the Nephites witnessed when Jesus was born. Possible activities. Before class, place a star on the wall. Invite the children to look for something on the wall that usually isn't there. Tell the children that the Nephites saw a new star in the sky when Jesus was born. Summarize the account in 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 to 15, and verses 19 through 21. You could also use chapter 41, The Signs of Christ's Birth, from Book of Mormon Stories, pages 114 to 116, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Show the children a picture of the Savior's birth. See Gospel Art Book, number 30, and sing a favorite Christmas song, such as the Nativity Song, from Children's Songbook, pages 52 to 53. Help the children understand that the Nephites were far away from where Jesus was born, but they knew he was born because of the signs they saw. Testify that even though we did not see the Savior's birth, the Holy Ghost can help us know that the stories about it in the Scriptures are true. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20. The prophet's words are always fulfilled. The Lord told Nephi, "I will show unto the world that I will fulfill all that which I have caused to be spoken by the mouth of my holy prophets." 3 Nephi, chapter 1, verse 13. Possible activities. Show pictures that depict how God has spoken through prophets, such as Noah. See Gospel Art Book, numbers 7 through 8, and see Genesis, chapters 6 through 7, and Samuel the Lamanite. See Gospel Art Book, number 81. And see Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Invite the children to share what they know about these stories. Read to the children 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20, and share your testimony that the words of prophets are always fulfilled. Invite the children to listen to the prophet at the next general conference. 3 Nephi chapter 5, verse 13. I can follow Jesus Christ. Mormon declared, "I am a disciple of Jesus Christ." How can you help the children see themselves as disciples too? Possible activities. Read 3 Nephi chapter 5, verse 13, and invite the children to repeat the phrase, "I am a disciple of Jesus Christ." Teach them that a disciple of Jesus Christ tries to follow him. Share a few things Mormon did to be like Jesus, such as teaching God's word and obeying God's commandments. See 3 Nephi chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. Help the children think of ways they can be disciples. On a piece of paper, help the children trace their hand and cut it out. Write, "I am a disciple of Jesus Christ" on one side, and invite them to draw something they can do to be a disciple on the other side. You might need to help them think of ideas. Sing together a song about following the Savior, such as, "I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus," from the Children's Songbook, pages 78 to 79. Teach the doctrine, older children. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 to 21. God's promises given through his prophets are always fulfilled. The account in 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 21, can help build the children's faith that God always keeps his promises. Possible activities. Invite the children to compare the prophecy of Samuel the Lamanite in Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, with its fulfillment in 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. testify that God's promises spoken through his prophets are always fulfilled. Read with the children the account found in 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Ask the children how they might have felt if they had been one of the believers living at that time. Invite the children to read the rest of the account in verses 11 through 15 and to suggest ways to complete this sentence. The lesson of this story is blank. How can we show our trust in God when we are worried or discouraged? Share something that our living prophet has promised us. What can we do to show our faith that the prophet's words came from God? 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, chapter 3, verses 13 to 14, and verses 24 to 26. We are stronger when we gather together. The Nephites had to gather together for physical safety. How can you help the children see that gathering together with righteous friends can also give them spiritual strength? Possible activities. Read with the children the following verses and invite them to look for reasons why the Nephites gathered together and the blessings that came to them. 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, and chapter 3, verses 13 to 14, and verses 24 to 26. Why is it important for us to gather today in our families and at church? How can gathering make us spiritually stronger? Use an object lesson to teach that we are stronger together than we are apart. For example, invite the children to try breaking one stick and then a bundle of sticks, or tearing one piece of paper and then a stack of papers. How are we like the sticks or the paper? How can we strengthen each other when we gather together in our families or at church? Explain that Jesus is gathering his people into the church today through missionary work. See 3 Nephi chapter 5, verses 24 to 26. Invite a full-time missionary or ward missionary to share experiences showing how people have been strengthened by being gathered into the church. 3 Nephi chapter 4, verses 30 to 33, chapter 5, verses 12 to 26, chapter 6, verse 14, and chapter 7, verses 15 through 26. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. How can you help the children see themselves as disciples of Jesus Christ as Mormon did? See 3 Nephi chapter 5, verse 13. Possible activities. Show a picture of Mormon, such as Gospel Art Book number 73. Invite each child to take a turn and repeat what Mormon said in 3 Nephi chapter 5, verse 13. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 41, verse 5. Divide the class into small groups and assign each group to read about one of the following examples of disciples. The converted Lamanites, see 3 Nephi chapter 4, verses 30 to 33, and chapter 6, verse 14. Mormon, see 3 Nephi chapter 5, verses 12 through 26, and Nephi, see 3 Nephi chapter 7, verses 15 through 26. How were these people true disciples of Jesus Christ? What can we do to follow their examples? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to think of something they will do this week to be disciples of Christ. Encourage them to write it down and share it with their families. Improving our teaching. Display a scripture. Select a verse you find meaningful, or invite the children to select one, and display it in your classroom where the children will see it often. You might display it for several weeks and refer to it occasionally.